Smuravim behen. How could you use this money to buy an oila, to buy the davois? I, part of the money was for korban chatas. So chatas can be brought for an oila. So our answer is on Rabbi Yechonon halachi benozer. Rabbi Yechonon's terrace was, this is halach l'moshe misinai. Like Taisa says, that when you have money that was set aside for the korbanos of a nazir, and then for some reason you don't use it, that with this money you do with it, you use it for an adova. So it's halach l'moshe misinai. Even though that there's a demei chatas there, still the halach is that this leftover money now should be used for korban oila. Resh Lakish shama, no, it's a pasuk. Resh Lakish shama, the pasuk says l'chol nidrehem l'chol nidvoisam. It says any type of a neder or nedava. So we dashin from this that haTorah Amr, the Torah says moisar neder yehel nedava. Any money you have left over that you first set aside this money for a neder means for korbanos, and now you have the money left over, the halacha is supposed to use it for a nedava. So that's this pasuk here. If you have leftover money, like in our Mishnah, this Isha that at the beginning she was a Nazir, and she set aside the money for a Karbonis. And then the husband was made for the Neder, so the Maisa, she doesn't have to bring the Karbonis, but since she had this money set aside for the Karbonis, that's this pasuk, the leftover money, is brought for a nedava. So Gemara says, Bishleim al Rabbi Yechonon di Yom Halachi hi ben Nazir. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it says it's not a pasuk, but Halachu Moshe Misinai, like it's a chiddush. So Amtul Halachi, therefore we understand why the Mishnah makes a difference that Stumin in Mufurashim Loi. The Mishnah only says that if the lady set aside a sum of money for her kabonis, but she did not say how much for each carbon, that's called Stumin. Stam, she didn't explain. She just set aside this money for her kabbonis. Then the Mishnah says this money is used for the kayat hamizbeach for nedavos. But the Mishnah says if she was mefurish, if she said clearly she wants this much money for the chatis, this much money for the oila, this much money for the shlomim, then the Mishnah said with the money she has to buy the kabbonis and bring them. Or the chatis is meisa, is yelach, the dom goes to Yan Hamelech, but the oila and the shlomim is brought. So the Mishnah makes a difference whether she explained the money for what purpose or whether it's tam. So if you learn like Rabbi Yechon, it's halach, that's halach l'moshe misinai, it's good. That l'hoch is tumim min for Hashem loy, like that's all part of the halach l'moshe misinai. That only if the money was tam, she only set it aside for her kavanas. But when she explains for how much, for which korban, then you don't have the halach l'moshe misinai. But the question is, elul Resh Lakish. That Resh Lakish says, l'chol nidreim, l'chol nidvoisam, that he dashes the pasuk, that any type of leftover money you have from your neder or nedava, so my iristumim, what does the Mishnah only say? If her money is left over, stam, that means she only set aside a sum of money, but she did not explain how much money for which korban. Then we say this money is brought for nedavos, afilu mefuroshim. The question is, even if she first set aside and said clearly, this much money for the chattis, this much money for the erlo, this for the shlomim, still later when the husband is made for her nether, that lemaisa she's not a nazir anymore, so really she doesn't have a chiyuv to bring the kavanis, this money now should be called meisar of a nether, leftover money from a nether, because a nazir is through a nether. So even if she explains for what purpose the money goes, still the halacha should have been that we give the money l'nedava. How come our Mishnah says that if she explained for what purpose she wants to use the money, then the money is used for that purpose? So according to Resh Lakish, it's a kasha. Why? If you dash in the pasuk l'chol nidreim, there should be no difference. Anytime the money is left over from a neder, it should be used for a nedava. So this the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says like this, Mifuroshin le'motis amrit. That if the money was explained, she explained for exactly what purpose she wants it to be used and how much, that you can't say the leftover money is brought for nedavos, but rather it's brought for what purpose it was set aside for. Why? Why? Because Kfar Poska, Tana the Rebbe Shmuel. We already learned that Tana the Rebbe Shmuel says like this. The Pasuk says in Devarim, Rak Kodeshecha Asheyiye Lecho Unedorecha. That's this pasuk, the Kodeshecha, that should be from your Nedarim. So we dash in this pasuk is teaching us, Bevlodei Kodeshim uvetzmurosam hakosim medaber. That the pasuk is teaching us a chiddush, that if you have a kodeshim, a korban, and it gives birth, like you have a korban shlomim, that comes from a female, and it gives birth, Or else if you have a tumura, a korban ola, a korban shlamim, that you take another korban and you say, zeh tacha zeh, you make it a tumura of the first korban, so halacha is the vlad and the tumura has a certain halacha. My taknosan, what does the pasuk say, what are you supposed to do with it? So utisa uvasel amokon asher yivchar Hashem. He's supposed to take either the korban or the money you have set aside. Him the money, the korban question means, it means this vlad, the child of your korban shlomin. Whereas the tumura, he's supposed to take them and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Tisa uvasel amokam ashivchar Hashem. Now Yochel, I would have thought to say that yalem lebeis habchira. You should true bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash, but you know what you should do there? The yimna mayhem mayim. To hold back from them, they shouldn't drink. Or Muslim, they shouldn't eat any food. Like maybe they're supposed to die there. In other words, maybe a vlad or a tumura does not have a loch of hakrova to be brought for korban, but rather maybe the pasuk only means to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and let it die there. Maybe that's all. So he says, "Klema yachnisam kederach shaisim bevlad chatis." Maybe the same way there's a loch of the vlad of a chatis or tmuras chatis to yozel lemisa. Like there, we know there's a special loch l'mashem esinai that the vlad or a tmura of a korban chatis goes lemisa. So maybe who adin the same aloha should be by the tmura or the vlad of any korban. The pasuk only says you should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but maybe when you bring it there, you're supposed to let it die. On this we say no. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk continues and says, "V'yasisa oilosecha habasa v'yadam," that you're supposed to bring your korban oila, the basa and the dam. Lomar comes to teach us that kederach shata noyig b'oila noyig b'tmurasa. The same halacha as you have of a korban oila, that we bring the korban oila. The same thing if you have a tumura of a korban oila, that after you have your korban oila here, you take another animal and you say zeh tacha zeh. This should be instead of that, that the halacha is called a tumura, and kedusha is chal upon the second animal, and the wadin is supposed to be brought, but teres a korban oila. And the same thing that kederach sha'atanoyig b'shlamim, the same way a shlamim that could be from a female, that it can have a child, is noyig b'vladayim. The same thing you noyig the vlad of other korbanis. Any korban that could come from a female, that can have kids, that's halacha. That korban, the vlad, should also be brought. Now, Yochel, if so, that's what the pasuk here is telling us. The Asisa Lasecha, that the Vlad or the Tumura of the Karbonis are also brought for regular Karbin. So maybe if so, Yochel Av Vlad Chattis or Tumura Hashem Kain, maybe the same halacha should apply if you have a Karbin Chattis that was came from a female that gave birth. Then maybe that child is also brought for Karbin Chattis. Or maybe if you have a Karbin Hashem and you made a Tumura on it, maybe the tumur of a korban ashram also could be brought for a korban, like the tumur of a korban shlamim or korban oila. On this we say no, Talmud loyma rak. That's why the pasuk starts off, rak kodeshecha, rak is a miyat. That only the korbanos of a korban oila and shlamim, and not the korbanos of a chatis. But like the korban of a chatis, that's halach l'mashim sinai, that's l'misozla. But the Gemara later is going to ask the question, what do we need a pasuk for miyat for? Pshita. That's what that halach l'moshe misinai that vlad chatis is mesa. So what do we have to have a pasuk here for? That's more we'll ask later. But I call upon matzulvidasher from this word rak, that rak is excluding not all korbanos have this halacha that its kid or the tmur is brought, but rather by chatis or by noshem the vlad chatis and the tmur soshem is lemisazla. That's what Rabbi Shmuel dashes. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ain't it tzarich? No, I don't need this drasha for a tumuras oshem. Hare yoyme oshem hu v'yaviyasa yehei." It says by korban oshem, oshem yehei, mashma the korban oshem always stays that way. And Rabbi says, "Today nevi the oshem el oshem atzmai." That day I know there's no din tumura by korban oshem. I don't need your pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says. But it says by the pasuk of an oshem itself, it says oshem hu. So oshem hu is mashma v'yosin yehei, mashma the korban oshem itself stays to be a korban oshem. And nothing else takes its place, like a tumura of a korban oshem is not brought. That's the way we're answering now, that the Vlad Kochim and the Tumuras Kochim is brought. So Mela, and there's a Vlad of a Shlomim is brought for Shlomim. So therefore, it's a svar to say now that if you set aside the money for a special purpose, for the Kavonis, where it's Mufroshim, then the Pasuk says, it's brought for its own Korban. So therefore, we don't dash an apostle to hold Nidrayim to say that the Maisa, the leftover money, goes for Nadava only where the money is Stumim. But where the money is Mufroshim, like explained, for what purpose you set aside the money, then that money is in Svara the same way like the Vlad of the Korban. Just like the Vlad of the Korban is brought, the Vlad of the Shlomim is brought for Shlomim, that's a Svara that if you had the money set aside to be brought for Korban Shlomim, that with that money you should bring a Shlomim, and not just bring it for a Nedava for the Kayat HaMizbech. So that's how, even according to Rosh Lakish, that Yadash and the Apostle Lechol Nidrayim, but still there's a svara that if you have the money set aside for Korban Shlomim, the money should be brought for Korban Shlomim. Morris says, now explains now, Ketani, like Amamar, we learned before, it says, Yochel, I would have thought, that Ya Lam Lebeisad Chirav Yimna Mihem Mayim, Umoza Mishvil Shiyamaisu, that the Apostle says that a Vlad of a Kochim, or the Tamur of a Kochim, the Pasuk says, Tisa Vosel Lamakim. You're supposed to bring it to the base of Migdash. I would have thought it just means bring it and let it die there. But not really to bring it for a carbon. Talmud Loima, that the Pasuk says no. The Pasuk says, V'yosisa oilosecha. That you're supposed to bring carbon, you're supposed to bring it for a carbon. In other words, the Vlad and the Tzmur of the carbon is brought as an actual carbon. For the Gemara, like, am I? Like, what was the Havamina? Like, what was the Havamina that you should have to kill the Vlad or the Tzmur of a Korban Shlomim? What's the Havamina? Amai. Ha Vlad Chatis Hu De Gemirim Bo Misa. That we know there's a special Allah of Moshe Misinai that a Vlad of a Chatis, or else the Tzmur of a Chatis, that's Mesa. So it's only the Allah of a Chatis is the Vlad or the Tzmur of Mesa. But Pshita by other Kabonis, the Vlad and the Tzmur is brought. So what's the Havamina? I would have thought here when the Pasuk says, Tiso, Vosa, bring this carbon up, I would have thought it means bring it to the base of Midian and let it die there. Why should I think that way? What's the Havamina to say that the Vlad or the Tumur of a Shlomim should be Mesa? Why? It's Allah only by a Chatis. So it's Mashma L'chur only by a Chatis and not by other carbonis. So Mara says no. That Elad Kroa, without the special posse that says, V'yosisa elosechom, that you should bring the carbon, if not for the extra posse. Elad Kroa, I mean, I would have thought, Vlad Chatis v'chomokim. True. A Vlad Chatis, no matter where you are, the Lachr is supposed to die. In other words, if you have a Chatis that gave birth, even if it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, no matter where it gave birth, I would have thought you have a right to let it die there. That's the Lachr L'Moshe M'Sinai.